You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Hope. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I'm sorry?
Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am, but I just had a quick question. Am I covered if I need the roadside assistance for my boyfriend's car, because I was driving his car and not mine?
It just depends. Every policy is different. Certain policies, it has to be the car listed. And then other policies, you're covered for any car as long as you're driving.
That's why I'm asking. I wanted to know if, because I was the one driving my boyfriend's car and I ended up catching a flat and I don't have a spare tire for me to move this car. That's why I was wondering if I'm covered because I was the one driving it. To be able to get a tow truck or something to move his car because I have no way of moving it.
Can you verify a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
I'm 484-781-7773.
May I have the spelling of your first name?
Margarita, M-A-R-G-A-R-I-T-A.
And may I have the spelling of your last name?
Soto, S-O-T-O.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding your service today?
No, thank you.
It's just basically text messages of the provider's name, their estimated time of arrival, and their phone number.
I'm sorry?
It's just basically text messages of the provider's name, their estimated time of arrival, and their phone number.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. And hold on one moment. Okay, and for security reasons, can you verify the address registered to your policy?
You want the address to my policy, right?
Yes.
It's 235 Iron Street, Easton, PA, 18042.
And what's the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
It's a 2000 Infiniti. Oh, and it's an all-white 2000 Infiniti.
You said OS?
Yes.
And what's the color?
All white.
Okay, thank you. And you said that you have a flat tire?
Yes, ma'am. I can't get it to move at all. And I don't. And the only other spare tire I actually have, somehow that's flat too, with my luck.
Which tire is flat?
It's the front left one.
Okay. Okay, and you would need a tow?
Yes. Where do I want a towed?
No, I'm saying, would you need a tow?
Yes, I need a tow.
Okay.
And can you tell me how much it will be to get it towed? Or unless if it's covered. I'm not sure if it's covered or not.
Okay. First, to dispatch the correct service to your vehicle, I just need to ask you a couple questions. Is the vehicle in a parking garage?
No.
Has the vehicle been modified to be lowered to the ground like a lowrider?
No.
Okay. And is the vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
Four-wheel.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and are you going to be there when the provider arrives?
Yes.
Okay, just to let you know, due to coronavirus pandemic, majority of providers are not accepting passengers, so would you be able to find other means of transportation?
Oh, yeah, I could call my mom or anything. I just did not want to, like, leave the car here because then I'm afraid it's going to get impounded.
Okay, may I have the address of where the vehicle is located?
1105 Front Street, Catasauqua, PA.
What's the zip code?
Give me 1 second so I can find it. 18032.
Thank you. And may I have the address of where you'd like the vehicle taken to?
915 West Green Street, Allentown, PA 18102.
Okay, so yes, you're covered for the tow. You're covered for 15 miles, and it's a 5-mile tow. And so since you did opt in to receive mobile text updates, we no longer have to stay on the line. Once a provider has been secured, you're going to receive a text message with their name, their ETA, and their phone number.
I'm sorry?
Once a provider has been secured, you're going to receive a text message with their name, their ETA, and their phone number.
All right, thank you.
Okay, anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, and have a good day.
You too, thank you.
Bye-bye.